We are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as I continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And how about the coaching carousel? It is underway in college football. Nebraska's got a new head coach in Mike Riley, and so does the University of Florida. The Gators hired Colorado State's head coach, Jim McElwain. And joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line tonight is Buddy Martin from SouthernPigskin.com, the host of Southern Pigskin Tonight. They are continuing to expand their territory. They are now in 7 markets. Good evening, Buddy. It's nice to have you with us.
Hey, Alyssa, how you doing? Maybe there's another opening by now. I don't know. Wisconsin now is looking for a coach. By the time I get off the air, somebody else could be looking for a coach. It's starting to heat up.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Okay, so Florida introduces Jim McElwain, after Will Muschamp's unfortunate 3 years. And they have gone from a defensive-minded coach to an offensive one. Did the Gators get it right?
Yeah, actually, it was 4 years. I know we're having so much fun, you probably lost one there. I like this guy. My honest opinion about it on the hire was, originally, was I was okay with it. Because you like to see the University of Florida go after somebody that is established and well-known, and a grade-A kind of, a Bob Stoops kind of guy, which is the name being kicked around again. It always is whenever Florida looking for a coach. And some of that nature. And in the reality, coaches today are really hard to move because of the buyouts. And I had a conversation with Steve Spurrier about this from South Carolina last week. It's just really hard now when you've got to, A, pay them off, pay 7.5 just to pay off the school. Mm-hmm. And then if you had to, pay off a coach to fire him, which they did with Muschamp, $6.3 million, and then give him a $3.5 million contract for 6 years, now you're looking at a $34 million coach. So, and that's not even Bob Stoops. So it's really hard to hire people today, given all those constraints. I think given that, I think Florida did an excellent job. And once I got in the room with the new head coach, Jim McElwain, I had a different opinion.
Okay, so did you know that Jim McElwain, that he was even on the radar? I mean, did you identify him as a top candidate?
Well, we were hearing that. We were certainly hearing that. His name was being mentioned as, fourth or fifth option down the line, sixth option. And it was a name that we were familiar with because, obviously, he coached at Alabama and coached on 3 national championship teams as a quarterback coach. But really, we thought he would be like 1A or 1B or whatever. And when it came about, some people were kind of like, okay, well, gosh, we're Florida. We're one of the top 5 jobs in the country. Well, first of all, you can't make that claim anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, Florida's a top 10 job, but given the amount of money that's out there right now, with the SEC network money alone, Mississippi State can afford to pay Dan Mullen a ton of money. And Dan Mullen used to be a name on the list around here, former Urban Meyer offensive coordinator, as a guy they'd go after. But clearly, Mississippi State's got great facilities, and they've got now they're winning. And so it's harder to get past those. But McElwain was a guy that was known by football people. And I think once he got in the room and began talking about his coaching philosophy, and if you've ever watched his team play, and I did watch Colorado State play Air Force, he's got some terrific offensive players, and they were not 5 stars. And Rashard Higgins, a wide receiver, led the nation in touchdowns and catches as well. And so this guy knows how to coach. So I think he may be a sleeper. I like to hire right now, and if I was a 7.5 before on a scale of 1 to 10, I think I'm probably closer to 8 or more, and we'll see if he can win. But I got a good feeling about this.
Wow. The great Buddy Martin from SouthernPigskin.com, the host of Southern Pigskin Tonight, which airs in 7 markets, is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I have to tell you, I carved out time. I watched Jim McElwain's his press conference, a very dynamic personality. I mean, you could tell that he's such a captivating guy. What were your early impressions from listening to him and now spending some time with him?
Well, number one, let's put it this way. He owned the room in 30 minutes. It was his room.
Yeah.
Led me to believe, and I wrote this on my column at SouthernPigskin.com, that he'll own his locker room in a week. Not because he's dynamic, he's not a fire breather, but he's real. And he has a sense of humor and a sense of appreciation, and he knows how to coach some ball. Um, he, he even quoted Steve Spurrier, which in this part makes him, you know, pretty good guy.
Right.
And he knows the history of this program. And I loved it when I asked him, I said, well, what are you going to call your offense? You know, and he already said he was like one of those dogs that, you know, at the Humane Society. He said, well, how about we just call it Humane Society? Because, you know, he feels like, he says, Humane Society, you know, I'm not one of those off-breeds or those mutts or mongols that, you know, shows up and what you get is what you get. So he even said his dog, Clarabelle, just, he said, you know, I don't know who I've got at quarterback, but I could put Clarabelle back there and we can win. So you got to love that sense of humor, that confidence, you know, and the fact that he's got some really good offensive acumen.
Well, it sounds like he really understands the Gator brand as well.
Yes, he does understand it. And the brand's been, I won't say tarnished, it's just not sparkling like it used to. And I talked to Urban Meyer today. He, of course, has had great success at Ohio State. What a win.
Wow.
59-0 over Wisconsin. I guess he forced the coach into retirement. I'm leaving. But,
right.
But going back to the glory days, this program has been one of the tops of the country. And there's no question about the fact he gets that. Whether he can win national championships, we'll wait on that, you know. But certainly, I think what's frustrating, as much as people like Will Muschamp and appreciate his defensive coaching ability, is the offense, no matter who you put in as the offensive coordinator, and include Kurt Roper the last time out, they just couldn't seem to get it out of the players. And that's part of it. You got to develop players. That's one thing Urban Meyer did great. I mean, look, Urban Meyer puts a third-string quarterback in and beats Wisconsin 59-0. That's what you call player development.
Well, and last season, it was so unfortunate they had that slew of injuries. But correct me if I'm wrong, they've gone through, what, three offensive coordinators?
Three offensive coordinators in 4 years, and the injuries everybody has. We can't use that story anymore, an excuse. So it's just what it is. It's obviously got to be the coach. So we're going to find out if this is the guy who can correct all that. But like I said, I got a good feeling, and at least Gator fans can look forward to the fact that maybe see some scores and some ball plays out there, you know? We're used to having Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer and guys over there that, you know, draw them up and execute them. So I think, as one of the guys told me, he's close to the program at Florida, he said, this guy's got a little Steve Spurrier in him. You know, and I talked to Steve last week, and I suggested someone said that. And he said, yeah, I could see that. He's a regular guy. I can understand that.
Well, he's from the Big Sky Country. What, he's from Montana, so my home state, got to love that. Let me ask you this, buddy. What kind of timetable will he be given? How long until he's got to bring a national title home?
Well, he's got 6 years, $3.5 million. I don't know if anybody will bring a national title home. It's tough out there because national championships are not won always by design. Sometimes they're decided by fate. You've got a better chance with fate if you have a great coach and you recruit well. He's going to have a couple of years to recruit. I think what we want to see up there now is them being competitive in the SEC, and for that matter, the SEC East. And it's not getting any easier out there. If you look at how – there's no easy outs in the SEC.
Right.
Mississippi State's no longer there. Vanderbilt's getting better right now. South Carolina was down this year or a little bit, you know, of course. And Georgia's up and down. Florida had an off year. The SEC East is at every level is getting harder and harder, and forget the SEC West. They play in another universe. When you talk about a division of one conference being the best league in America, you know, so you're talking about huge competition. It's going to have to take everything you've got in terms of your guile and your guts and your organization and what have you. And so Jim McElwain's got his work cut out for him.
Buddy, we will talk to you in 2015. It'll be here.
Thank you. Listen, I'm looking forward to it. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you so much. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. You stay close.